I first got involved with Iditarod as a teacher in Phoenix, Arizona, when I found a book about Iditarod champions and thought this would be a great hook for my students who live in the desert. So I decided to come up and volunteer for a race in 2005 so I could have some real life examples for them. I'm here and involved in Iditarod today because of the stories. The story of dog sledding, the history of the people and this remote place, the stories of the athletes, the stories of the local people. Every year there's a story, something new and interesting, and you can't get that anywhere else but here. My most memorable Iditarod experience is when I was teacher on the trail in 2008, and I was in McGrath, sitting down at the table eating, and Rick Swenson came and sat down across the table from me. And I handed him the race standings and asked him if he'd like to see them. And he asked me, "How do you know who I am?" And I said, "Well, everybody knows who you are." And he scooted over and sat right across from me, and we sat and talked for a long, long time. He told me about his childhood and how he came to Alaska and all about dog mushing. And I consider that a very unique and precious experience. I know for sure that there are many people and places out there that I want to experience, and that, nope,
cut.
We're going to repeat that answer. I know for sure that there are many more people and places in the world to experience, and that, no, that's not what I want to say. I know for sure that there are lots of people and places in the world, and that I would like to try to experience as many of those things as I can.